Combined enrollment at the three schools is an estimated 473 students to start off the year, up from 431 just 2 years ago. Enrollment numbers can change throughout the year and are not made official until later in the fall. However, it looks like the district continues to reverse a long trend of declining student counts. At the high school, enrollment has increased at 157 students to start off the year, but it's down in the middle school at 93. The middle school has started a program of one-to-one laptops for 7th and 8th grade students this year. Unlike the program at the high school level, it's only during the school day. Those laptops don't go home with the 7th and 8th graders. Principal Rick Dormer explains.
So we've gone with 7th and 8th graders as well as kind of train them up for the high school where they'll get it in the morning after PE and they'll take the same laptop with them all day long and they'll check it at the end of the day and kind of meet with some teachers. We've also added the middle school planners, so all students have a written planner, and that's kind of part of the process too. They're gritting them, they're using them, they're checking with the teacher at the end of the day, trying to get homework written down. So
the district in the past has tried to help students making the transition from elementary school to middle school. Dormer says this year the high school is trying to offer a few more supporting programs for freshmen making the change from middle school.
I think if you consider our sixth graders kind of a freshman and then our freshmen, ninth graders as a freshman, we see this kind of transition times are really key to support kids. And you're right, we've focused on sixth graders a lot because they're younger and it is kind of a scary leap. But now we really recognize we can do more for our freshmen. And
Dormer says the supports include required planners for the freshmen and mentoring. The upper grades in the district will be seeing a couple of new programs this year as well. One is Green Dot, a program that the Petersburg Mental Health Services has done around the greater community. School counselor Rachel Etcher explains.
Green Dot is a power-based violence prevention program. And so that's bullying, sexual assault, domestic and dating violence. And so we often talk about these topics, but we're not giving people the strategies and the tools to deal with. How do I intervene? If I'm a bystander and these things are going on around me or I know these things are happening, how can I help instead of sitting silent? So this is giving kids tools to be able to intervene when it's safe to do so.
The small signs with green dots and red dots could be going up around the school in wintertime, and the program will focus on high school grades. Another new offering this year is Rotaract, which is a Rotary International program for service projects, networking, and development for teens and young adults. Here in Petersburg, it will be available for 8th through 12th grades. Middle and high schools have two new teachers. Both worked last year in Metlakatla. Joyce Metza will be teaching algebra and geometry classes in the high school. Here's how she describes her teaching style.
I really like students to keep up with their assignments. I like to interact with students a lot during class, and so I spend a lot of time sitting with students to make sure that everybody's doing well. I want everybody to feel good about their ability also and to feel successful. So I am pretty demanding, I suppose, in that regard.
Metza taught math in Metlakatla for a decade and is originally from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. She has also taught in Southern California and Nulato, Alaska. Metza also coached a robotics team in Metlakatla, and she may try to start up that program for 7th and 8th graders here if she can land some grant money. Another new teacher also moved here after 1 year of teaching in Metlakatla. Rowan Barraza is originally from Fairbanks. She'll be teaching Spanish and English language and literature to high school and middle school grades.
I don't use a textbook. I like a lot of situational learning, lots of improv for the Spanish class at least. I like the idea that at the end of Spanish 1, if they got dropped in a Spanish-speaking country, they could order food, go to the market, they could really function. And interact with people. And for English literature as well, I like a lot of discussion. I like the idea that knowledge is being applied practically to life and that it's helping to incorporate really well-informed citizens into our society.
Barraza spent her summers growing up in the Dominican Republic and will bring her knowledge of that culture to her classes. She also wants to start up a yoga and mindfulness program twice a week after school for teachers in the district. The elementary school opens with one new teacher, Eliza Warmack, in the fifth grade. She's lived in Petersburg for 4 years and has done some substitute teaching before landing the full-time job here. Wormack has taught 2 years in Sandpoint in Ketchikan in fifth grade and sixth grade math, along with 1 year of kindergarten in Portland, Oregon. But it's been 6 years since she was in the classroom full-time, and she says she's diving into the technology available now here.
Smart boards and working with apps and having the kids be creative with media is definitely something I'm going to work on as a teacher this year. Getting outside is definitely a top priority. I've put together a unit for social studies where we'll be getting out and using different equipment, GPS units, and hopefully working with some partners in the community, Forest Service, and doing some mapping and interesting stuff like that.
Across the district last week, teachers, aides, and other staff were busy training and in meetings, getting ready for students. Elementary Principal Terry Toland is confident staff will be ready for the start of school.
I think all teachers and aides can agree that there gets to be just that point in the summer and you start getting that energy and you're feeling like, okay, it's getting time for school, and it's fun. And come that first day, it's exciting for all of us, and usually teachers aren't sleeping that night before, just a phenomenon, but we're going to be ready and very happy to have all our new and returning students.
Enrollment looks like it's also up at Racy-Stedman, with 223 students expected at the start of the year, up from 214 at the end of last year. Toland says the school has the staff to handle the increase.
Our numbers in our classrooms are still down, 22 is our biggest class, and we're so lucky to have those low numbers. We know that that really makes a difference in education.
Toland says the elementary school plans to start up a number of new clubs this year, from robotics to Legos, running, and yearbook. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.